According to tradition, St. Agnes was a member of the Roman nobility, born about the year 291 and raised in a Christian family. On January 21st, AD 304, during the reign of the Emperor Diocletian, Agnes suffered martyrdom. She was 12 years old. The prefect, Sempronius, wished Agnes to marry his son, and on Agnes' refusal, he condemned her to death. As Roman law did not permit the execution of virgins, Sempronius had a naked Agnes dragged through the streets to a brothel. As she prayed, her hair grew and covered her body. It was also said that all of the men who attempted to rape her were immediately struck blind. When led out to die, she was tied to a stake, but the bundle of wood would not burn, whereupon the officer in charge of the soldiers drew his sword and struck off her head, or in some other texts, stabbed her in the throat. She was buried in the catacomb given her name. Each year on the feast of St. Agnes, two lambs, garlanded and crowned with roses, are brought into the Basilica of St. Agnes outside the walls, in baskets, placed on the altar above St. Agnes' tomb, and blessed at Mass. The lambs are then taken to the Basilica of St. Cecilia in Trastevere, where the Benedictine nuns attached to the basilica weave their wool into pallia. A white woolen band embroidered with six black crosses, which is worn over the shoulders and has two hanging pieces front and back, the pallium is worn by the Pope and by Metropolitan Archbishops. The pallium symbolizes authority and expresses the special bond between the bishops and the Roman Pontiff. I'm Chris Altieri.